Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. Can you tell us about the tragedy in Istanbul on Tuesday?
Yes, on Tuesday, three suicide bombers entered the Ataturk airport in Turkey, Istanbul, the country's main airport hub, and detonated their explosives. The bombs killed 43 people, wounded 239. Turkey has strong evidence that indicates ISIS leaders planned the attack. Preliminary findings show that the attackers probably opened fire first and then detonated their explosives in a pattern similar to the terrorist attacks in Paris last November. One bomber was from Russia's North Caucasus region, and the others were from Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan. All three died in the explosion. ISIS has a history of attacking airports. It was responsible for the Brussels airport attack in March. Turkey is helping the U.S.-led coalition attack ISIS targets in Iraq and Syria, and it allows our coalition planes to fly raids from its soil. My heart goes out to this country. It has sustained a lot of turmoil this year. My prayers are with the Turks as they weather this latest tragedy.
What was the action from the Supreme Court steps this week?
On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas law requiring abortion clinics to use a doctor who has admitting privileges to a local hospital and to meet the same health and safety standards as an outpatient surgical center posed an unconstitutional barrier to women seeking abortion. Texas law was passed in response to the heinous situation we found in Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic in Philadelphia several years ago, where vulnerable women were targeted and subjected to deplorable conditions, and where at least one died as a result. It baffles me that the Supreme Court ruled that abortion clinics cannot be required to meet such basic safety requirements as the ones Texas passed in its state legislature. Such requirements would at least guard women against further damage that extends beyond the emotional scars abortion leaves behind. We're not done in the battle for the unborn and their mothers, though, and we will continue to fight for incremental change in the right direction. You can be sure of that.
Can you give us an update on Great Britain's exit from the European Union?
I most certainly can. As I said before, Britain voted last Thursday in a referendum to exit the European Union. The referendum had the highest turnout in Britain since 1992 in the general election. Soon after the results of the referendum were known, Prime Minister David Cameron announced he would step down in October. As most of you know, the European Union is an economic and political union between 28 European countries, and it was started out of successive economic agreements between Western and European countries. The economic effect of Britain's departure will depend on what sort of settlement is negotiated between Britain and the EU. At this point, it is not known whether Britain will retain access to the EU single market, which would enable duty-free trade and access to EU financial services. Right now, the EU is saying that Britain will not be allowed to retain access to the single market if it does not accept EU citizens being able to work freely within its borders and vice versa. Britain's exit, or Brexit, is the first departure of its kind from the Union, so the details of the split are not yet fully known.
Thank you for that update. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
I certainly do. I would like to congratulate Devin Merritt and Kari Morris on being nominated as Reading Eagle Athletes of the Year. Devin attends Berks Catholic High School, where she was nominated Player of the Year in both volleyball and basketball. Kari attends Reading High School, where he was awarded Defensive Back of the Year in football, earned the title of All Berks Pick in basketball. As Reading Athletes of the Year, Devin and Kari each received a $1,000 cash award for the athletic performance, character, and leadership that they demonstrated during the school year. Devin will attend James Madison on a basketball scholarship, and Carr will play on the men's basketball team at Old Dominion University. So congratulations, Devin and Kari. The 16th Congressional District is so proud to have student-athletes like you representing us at your new schools.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.